was or wasn't.
Mm-hmm. She can check the statute. I believe that the only ones that exempt for the year is if it's a taxable entity, a school, a city, a highway department, but a 501c or a private organization has to be filed ownership of January 1st of that year. But maybe she's checked the statute and maybe it's been changed since it's been a year or two since I think we had you gentlemen remember?
My understanding is if it was a taxable, whenever they took over is when it becomes tax exempt. So everything prior to would still be owed. Is that what you're saying? So whoever owned it before, if they were a taxable entity, then they would need to be the one that paid the taxes.
That's the way it's been explained to me before. But I thought it's also been explained to me that it's taken care of, the taxes is all taken care of inside of the closing cost also. But that's
typical between a seller to a buyer that are both taxable.
Okay.
So
anytime I've seen a church or anything buy a piece of property, it has to be...
it goes all the way back to the whole year and gets rid of the taxes?
Yes.
That's what we do whenever it's a municipality or government entity, yes.
If a municipality, it's immediately exempt. If it's a municipality, a school, if it's a...
Is it the same way with a not-for-profit?
No. I've never known it to be that.
That's what I'm asking. So,
I know when church...
You say church?
They had to have the deed filed by January 1st that year.
For it to be tax exempt.
For it to be tax exempt for that year.
Otherwise, they paid it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is adjusting it from 191 down to 43. Is that to make up for that, or is that, I guess that's my question. What is the, of course, part of it commercial and part of it's not?
It's saying due to exempt, prorated.
It says 4.5 months tax prorated.
Uh-huh.
So it appears that that's what they're trying to accomplish, is 4.5 months of it's taxable, the rest of it's not. And then there's a paper further back that says something about approval for tax exempt for 2023.
And it would be for 2023 because the deed was filed in 2022.
So it looks like they're trying to get a commercial value for 2022 of the 43,200, which would be 4.5 months of when it was. So they're accomplishing what we're trying to say. Mm-hmm.
Not actually. If at closing they were given the normally on if I buy a piece of property and in May, and I'm given the previous owners, Welk Cedar, I'm given allowed credit for that when I close, and then I pay the full tax bill. The tax bill goes to the record, and I pay the tax bill because I've already received those first months of the bill.
They may have done that in the closing. We don't know what their agreement was. I don't know.
No. If they did that, then the bill would remain as is. It wouldn't be prorated. That's the reason that...
it would be prorated because once the commission, once CAM took over, there's no longer a tax bill.
Your entities didn't get the tax amount. That was the schools. The tax bill did not go to the entities then. The bill was owed from January through May. Mm-hmm. The bill was owed. So the entities were due that amount of money from January to May.
They're asking for the ended value, commercial value, to be $43,200. So that would be the 4.5 months, right? Mm-hmm. Per their note, 4.5 months tax prorated.
the way that I remember the statute is it's the value is based upon January 1st of that year, the ownership. And the exception is, and we've dealt with that before, is an entity, a school, Missouri State Highway Department, whatever. If they purchase a property, it becomes immediately exempt for the entire year. If a nonprofit organization purchases it, it has to be done by January 1st of that year. I know over the years many times that they get a deed filed in.
So you're saying that even if a not-for-profit, just because they bought it, they don't get to be tax exempt for the entire year or for the rest of it. They don't get to be tax exempt for their time of ownership. They only get to be tax exempt the following year.
They have to be taxed by January 1st of that year. We can check with our attorney if you're not.
I understand what they're trying to do, Wesley. I don't know. I think what Commissioner White's saying is we may not be able to do what they're trying to do. Is that what you're saying?
The statute, unless the statute's been changed, it just simply does not read that way.
So we need to get with counsel and find out if we can do that.
Okay.
So do you want us to hold off on that one? So
you can table it.
Let's table that one. That way we can wait on an answer from you. So move to table abatement number. Now, what about the next one? Is it similar or no?
The next one is changed ownership in April, non-tax exempt, not tax exempt.
You said
this one here is going from a tax exempt entity to a private party or a company.
So you're saying on January 1st it was non-tax?
No, yes, January 1st. And then in April somebody bought it, and so now they're putting on the tax rolls. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So then we are full covering for the full year on that one?
That's the understanding I got.
It's just like the government. Hey, we're not going to give it to you, but by golly, we're going to make you pay it.
Well, in April, if that happened and there was a question, it should have went through Board of Equalization where the books were turned over. That would have happened before the books were turned over. And it should have. It would have been marked exempt already if it had been done then. If there's any question, it would have went through Board of Equalization.
Here's my question, is it's not,
I'm confused about the letter in the back of it.
The saying it's not nightly rental?
Yeah. I had not had a chance to look at this before.
Oh, it's not nightly rented. Why in the world would the theater be? This is a theater.
It's a theater, Freedom Encounter.
If you read the next page, it was a regular sale. Property is a, and it says, commercial theater. I don't know why they'd have a nightly rental letter sent to them anyways.
That was March of 22.
I believe that she was sending those nightly rental letters to every commercial property at that time. Because it's the letter that says response is required. And there's been discussion about that prior.
Was the, and you may not know or you may not want to answer, is the sales letter part of that same letter that says the response is required?
I do not know. I believe, from what I remember in other discussions, they went out in the same envelope. Whether they are the same letter or not, I can't. You know.
And, of course, we're a non-disclosure state.
I say we're a non-disclosure state, so you can't require that letter to be filled out. So you've got to be very careful and make sure that there's not inferred that it is required to be filled out. Abatement number 213241 is the one we're on now. You guys want to approve that one, or do you want to reach out for counsel on that one as well?
I'd like to go ahead and reach out for counsel.
I think on those two, we are going to take no action.
Table?
We're going to table both of them, yeah. Do we want to table them to next week or the following?
If counsel, I do not know his schedule.
I don't either.
That's he's able to get an answer to us. Time is important. I imagine he...
I said, does it need to be before the end of the year?
Yes.
Yeah. So move to table. We'll label this Exhibit A at today's date. Move to table Exhibit A, dated 12-19 of 22 to, is it 12-27?
Second.
12-27 of 22.
12-27. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My next set of abatements are personal property paid abatements, which are refunds. All of these, except for the very last one, are due to the values did not freeze for the online assessments. The last one, the person lived in Greene County and filed their assessment in Taney County and paid their taxes in Taney County. And Greene County will not accept their tax receipt for their property.
Okay.
So they're requesting a refund.